great to be back in Roseville. I've missed you, been praying for you. I've been gone the last 10 days visiting my family back in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And these last few days I've been visiting my good friend, Father Gorov Schroff, down in Blairsville, Georgia, where it was 65 degrees, a heat wave even for them. And I said, you know, some of my parishioners, you know, they might go to Florida or the Caribbean, but I said, I'm happy to take Georgia this week with you guys. So nice reprieve from the cold, although it's been warm up here too. You know, my friend has told me about his parish for the last 6 months. He's a new pastor as well, St. Francis of Assisi Church. I've seen pictures of it. He's told me about some of the people there, some of his experiences. A little bit of a picture I've gotten. But these last few days, I have gotten to go to the parish. I've offered Mass at his parish, met a lot of the people, met the staff, been inside the church. I really had an encounter, an experience with this community. And it really was quite different than just hearing about it. And so now when we talk about what's happening in his parish, everything will be different since I've actually been there. I've had a personal experience of his parish, his community, the things that he deals with in ministry day to day. We've been hearing in the gospel about these encounters, these personal experiences people have with the Christ. We're in the season of Christmas. It's all about the Son of God being revealed, manifested to the world. Hence the Epiphany coming up on Sunday. The nations see the Christ. And today we have in this gospel one of the most powerful passages about discipleship, about encountering Christ. Andrew, and most likely John, have been listening to and following John the Baptist for probably a while, and he points out to them Jesus. He says, "This is the Lamb of God," and they begin to follow him. And when Jesus turns around and asks them, "What are you seeking? What are you looking for?" They say, "Where are you staying, Master?" And he doesn't give them a book, a reference guide to the Messiah, AD 30 version, by Rand McNally. He doesn't just give them a few nice wisdom sayings and lets them figure it out. What does Jesus say to them? How does Jesus draw them into the mystery of God's salvation? He says, "Come and see. Come and see. Stay with me. Come and stay by yourselves with me." Because as we know, like growing up in a family, you absorb so many things growing up in a family, things that stay with you today. How many of you have said, "Oh, I'm turning into my mother, I'm turning into my father," right? I say it all the time, more and more. Those things that you just absorb like a sponge growing up because you are in this whole environment of the family. They really stay with you. Christianity is not a bunch of sayings and rules and guides and books. It's not philosophy. It's not just commandments. It's a powerful encounter and an ongoing experience of being with God, being with the Savior. Come and see. Come and see for yourselves. And this experience was so powerful for Andrew and for John that from this one afternoon being with Jesus, they go and tell Peter, "We have found the Messiah." After one day, John even records, it was about 4 in the afternoon, right? He remembers like the hour, you know? Like many of you, powerful experiences in your life, you can recall the very hour or minute that something special happened to you. It was about 4 in the afternoon, and they realized, oh my goodness, this man, he must be the Messiah. And they saw it with their own eyes, a personal encounter and experience. For us, brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "You will know, the world will know, that you are my disciples by your love." When we tell people, "Come and see, come to St. Rose of Lima, come to Corpus Christi, come and see the presence of God," we're inviting them, come and see and have an encounter with the love of Jesus Christ. Yes, reading good books is part of that, reading the scriptures. Yes, being taught. Yes, having our minds formed in the faith is very important. But at the heart of it all is first an encounter with Jesus. And that happens in the context of the church. That means that daily we ought to be very mindful that we have a very open and hospitable community, that we get to know one another. It means that we are constantly inviting people to come and see, both in the church, in our homes, and other places. It means that we must be mindful that Jesus is at work all the time, the Lamb of God, who is calling us and even changing us. Notice he gives Simon his new name right away. That's bold, giving a person a new name when he just meets him. When people come into the church and they encounter Jesus, he begins very quickly to give them a new identity. Reborn in love, reborn through mercy, totally changed life. Today we come and see once again, we come and see the mystery of God's love on the altar. May we, like Andrew, reach out to others and invite them to come and see the Messiah.